What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What's cracking, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back and at it. We got a week 4 matchup against the woeful, completely inept New York Jets. I'm Joe Summers. This is the Arrowhead Addict Betting Show. And just like last week when we covered the 12.5 points against the Bears, we are here to make some money this week. I'm fired up for all the bets we've got on the slate today. Got some awesome bets across the league as well. And another sweet player prop parlay that I cannot wait to cash with y'all. I really appreciate that you're here. I want to give a shout out and a thank you to my man Sean Daly for producing this bad boy on the other side. We've got a ton to get to today. I do want to say I've been sick all week, so if I need to stop for a second and cough or blow my nose, please excuse me on that. This day I am feeling really, really good about. So not only are we playing the pathetic Zach Wilsons, but it's my birthday. I'm 29 today. On the 29th, it's my golden year, which can only mean that I'm going to hit every single bet that we have on tap for today. I've got this gift, that this golden peacock that was given to me to bring good luck on this show. So this is going to be Pat the Peacock, who I know is going to cash us some Patrick Mahomes props this week. I am pumped. We've got a lot to get into today. I'm not only looking at Mahomes props. I've got some special Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce props that we're going to look at. The Chiefs are going to roll the 9.5-point spread against the Jets, and I'll explain why. Got some great bets around the league, and I'm feeling really, really good about my player prop parlay, trying to win our second over the last 3 weeks. Before we get into all the exciting action for this weekend, though, I do want to make sure that you know how to join our Arrowhead Addict family and become a part of our membership group. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Addict podcast, we would really appreciate it if you considered becoming a member of our family. Members get access to special emojis and loyalty badges that you can use during YouTube streams like this one, as well as an invite to our private Discord to hang out with all of us and talk Chiefs football, beer, movies, other sports, honestly, whatever you want. The floor is yours. It's a really, really fun time in the Discord. Members also get invites to private events, like a monthly happy hour that we do. We've got a fantasy football league. My team is not looking too hot, unfortunately, but we're going to bounce back. But we'd really appreciate it if you would consider joining our family. You can get more information by clicking the link in the description of wherever you get this podcast. Thank you. Thank you. And we look forward to having you as part of our family.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
So, last week, we had a solid but unspectacular week. We went 4-3 on our picks, and we were up just under one unit. We lost our player prop parlay, went 2-2 there, but we're ready to bounce back this week. We nailed the Chiefs minus 12.5 over the Bears. We finally looked like the dominant force that we know that the team can be. And I've got several bets for this game that I'm keyed in on. I see my man Hunter Armour in here, over under on Taylor Swift appearances Sunday night. Whatever they set the number as, take the over. We are in New York. This is going to be a blowout. There's going to be nothing to hold fans' attention for the entire second half of the game is how I think it's going to look. So I do think that they're going to be drumming up some Taylor Swift appearances throughout the game. Travis Kelce, I think, is in store for a huge week to show out for his boo in her town. And I'm fired up about it, especially considering that the team that we are facing this week sort of feels like the AFC version of the team that we faced last week. So jumping into the game. The Chiefs right now, depending on what book that you're looking at, I am seeing us as 8.5-point favorites at Caesars Sportsbook. So I am jumping to Caesars. It's ranging from 9.5 to 8.5 with an over-under around 42, 41. I am going with the Chiefs 8.5 over at Caesars. I think that this is a slam dunk bet for several reasons. The first of which is that our defensive line is going to eat. So Zach Wilson with the Jets, it's been a terrible thing that's happened for Jets fans with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt, and now they have to turn to a YMCA, completely inept, incapable quarterback in Zach Wilson, but that's where we're at. And to pair this completely inept YMCA, terrible quarterback in Zach Wilson, they paired him with the league's worst offensive line. So you can look at whatever pass blocking metric that you want to look at, whether you're looking at Pro Football Focus, SIS, Sports Index Score, ESPN pass block win rate. No matter what you're looking at, the Jets are dead last by a wide margin. And not to toot my own horn too much, but I did tell you in the preseason that that was probably why Aaron Rodgers would get hurt. So here we are. So anyway, so the offensive line is horrible. The league's worst by a wide margin. Look at whatever metric that you want. That doesn't bode well against the Chiefs defensive line that looks like it might challenge the Eagles for the league's best. Chris Jones still getting up to speed, into game speed, and he's been dominant. George Karloftis looks like a superstar. We've got Mike Dana in there making plays. Derek Nnadi's been excellent. And Steve Spagnuolo is on a heater right now with these blitz packages that he's calling up. Our defensive line, this is the easiest matchup that our defensive line will have all season. And just look at the performances over the first several weeks of the season. So Chris Jones comes in, makes an immediate impact. George Karloftis, I'm not sure if you realize just how good this kid has been. He ranks 6th in the NFL in pressures. The whole league, 6th in pressures. He had 8 against the Bears. And those 16 pressures, just think about the names he ranks behind. Aiden Hutchinson, we watched him completely change the game immediately last night. Max Crosby, we know that guy's good. TJ Watt, pretty decent. Defensive player of the year. Miles Garrett. Oh, man, a beast. And Micah Parsons. This is a who's who of pass rushers. And those are the only players that are ahead of George Karloftis. So I'm expecting a huge game from Karloftis and from Chris Jones. This is the worst offensive line that we will face all season, paired with the worst quarterback that we will face all season. So I love the Chiefs at -8.5. And I'm also into taking the Jets under team totals. I'm seeing it around 15.5 right now. And this feels like the perfect spot for the Chiefs defense to put an exclamation point, put a stamp on the idea that we are a top five defense in the league, because there's no matchup that's more tailor-made to our advantages than this one. Consider that. So we know that the Jets scored 22 points against the Bills in week one on the back of 4 Josh Allen turnovers. But prior to that, their other 5 games sandwiched around that, dating back to last year, they scored 10 points, 10 points, 6 points, 6 points, 3 points. So that 22 notwithstanding, this Jets offense is terrible. So take the unders on the Jets offense, because I truly believe that this Chiefs defense is a top 5 unit right now. Trent McDuffie, the number 1 rated Pro Football Focus cornerback, is dominating, has 2 forced fumbles on the season, leads the team in tackles. You've got our defensive line pressure. And then you look at our linebacking crew that was considered maybe the strength of the defense going into the year. Nick Bolton, a little bit banged up, sure. Drew Tranquil's having a nice year. Willie Gay looks good and was talking some smack this week. This is a perfect game for our defense to show out once again. And come next week, I think we'll be talking about us as a bona fide top 5 unit. But on top of all the matchup reasons that the Chiefs are in for a big day, just look at recent trends and recent history. So the Chiefs covered each of the last 2 weeks by sizable margins. The Jets, on the other hand, are an unmitigated disaster right now. So I told you that they're not scoring any points whatsoever. But they're also only 1-7 against the spread in their last 8 games dating back to last year. They've won just 1 of their last 9 overall. And the defense hasn't been otherworldly like we expected going into the season. Trent McDuffie's having a better year than Sauce Gardner, who I thought was the best corner in the league coming into the year. Turnovers killed the Bills in week 1. And then the Cowboys didn't turn the ball over. And what'd they do? Oh, they scored 30 points. It can be done against this Jets defense. If you play smart, you don't turn the ball over, which is something that I trust Patrick Mahomes and company to do. If we lean on the run game and we make smart, quick passes, we're going to be in really, really good shape. Look, Zach Wilson and Patrick Mahomes couldn't be on farther ends of the spectrum. It's like if you were to go back 20 years and show someone this MacBook that I'm on right now, they'd have no idea what the hell you were talking about. That's exactly how this matchup feels. You're on complete opposite ends of the progress spectrum. Mahomes is going to obliterate this Jets team. And if he doesn't, the Chiefs defense is going to obliterate Zach Wilson. We won by 1 million points last week, and there's not a whole lot schematically that the Jets, at least right now with Zach Wilson, are that much better at than the Bears. Look, their defense is a really excellent team, and we love the defense, sure. But you know how demoralizing it's got to be a top five unit on defense and go out and watch Zach Wilson, that offense? He's been sacked 8 times already. He's averaging a league worst 5.6 yards per attempt, second to league worst behind Joe Burrow. Screw that guy. And it's just got to be demoralizing. Like when I go out, even if I'm, I play a lot of golf. If I hit my first few swings out of bounds and feel like I don't have it that day, it's going to throw off the whole rest of my game. The Jets are the same way. The defense, just like against the Cowboys, when it became obvious that Zach Wilson could not lead them to victory, the defense kind of gave up. It's got to suck for them. So I don't expect us to see a top five defensive unit from the Jets, because I expect Chris Jones or Carl Loftus to get a sack really early, expect Zach Wilson to airmail one out of bounds or over the middle of the field, and then the Jets defense will kind of check out and be like, yeah, we've got no chance until we get a new quarterback in here. So that's going to allow the Chiefs to pile up points in a hurry. And we're in a really good position to attack this offense. So I am all over, just like I was all over the Chiefs last week. I'm all over us -8.5. I have no problem with taking the 9.5 if that's the number that you see when you go to FanDuel or DraftKings. 8.5 is available at Caesars right now. But I'm expecting a double-digit victory for the Chiefs, so we can pop up this season results a little bit. But the Chiefs aren't the only bet that I want to make in this game. We've done really well on Chiefs player props of late, and I have several that I like this week as well. So last week, we hit on Patrick Mahomes over 2.5 touchdowns. We missed his passing yards prop by a whopping 7 yards, which is unfortunate, but we won by so many, who cares? He improved to 3-0 on his rushing yards prop for the season. Mahomes is out here running. Jerick McKinnon had a big day, like we told you he probably would, and then Travis Kelce found the end zone. And he's where I want to start with the player props for this week. Look, so we know that all the hubbub about Kelce and the Taylor Swift stuff, I think it's fun if you're tired of it, whatever. But it does lend itself to a pretty good narrative, particularly when you're going to be in New York on Sunday Night Football in what's likely to be a snoozer of a football game. So the first player prop that I want to target is Travis Kelce. Look, last week he showed us that he was still actually healthy. I think that he could have played the full game if we needed him to. And this week, in front of Taylor in New York, is the perfect time for him to show out. So I am taking a few Kelce props. Over 71.5 receiving yards, +425 over at DraftKings, rather, +425 at DraftKings to score the first touchdown, and -135 to score at all. So Kelce is on, it'll shock you. Kelce's on a heater. He scored in 5 consecutive games he's played, including the playoffs. Last season, he scored 7 touchdowns in the first 4 weeks. Taylor Swift is in the building, and the Jets are the perfect matchup for Kelce. They're horrible against tight ends. On average, through the first 3 weeks of the season, they've given up 5.3 receptions for 56 yards and a touchdown per game to the position. Every week, they've given up a touchdown. Even last week on the first drive, Mahomes went for Kelce in the end zone to give him that first touchdown, and they just didn't make the connection. I think he's going to go his way again, and I don't think that the Jets are going to score the first down. So the first touchdown. So I really like looking at Kelce this week. I'm right here with you, Caden Hancock. Kelce, it's a great matchup for him to score a couple touchdowns. 175 yards might be a little bit much, if I'm being honest, just because of how much I expect us to win by. But I do think that he finds the end zone at least once. And I think that he's going to get a look on the first drive in the end zone so that Pat can, you know, like let him show out for Taylor and everything. He's been the talk of the country this week. His jersey sales are up over 400%. So let's let Trav stunt in New York. And I think that he's going to. And he's not the only person that I believe in this week, though, because Pat Mahomes is also, like I told you, we got Pat the Peacock, Pat the Golden Peacock right here bringing me good luck. And Mahomes came through last week. He looked excellent. And this is a matchup that he typically brings his best stuff for. So look, the Jets are considered one of the top defenses in the league. Patrick Mahomes typically shreds top defenses. Consider last year, the Bucs had the number one defense going into week four when we played them, same week as this week. He threw for 3 touchdowns. We played the Niners. We put up over 40. Pat had 400 plus yards and another 3 touchdowns. He shredded the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Pat shows out against top defenses, and I expect him to do the same here. So I am, once again, taking Patrick Mahomes over 2.5 passing touchdowns. Now, I've told you before, each of the last 3 weeks, anytime I see plus odds on a Patrick Mahomes passing touchdown prop, I'm going to take it. So what do we have this week? Plus 165 at FanDuel. Plus 165 for 2.5 touchdowns. That's a number you're not going to see the entire rest of the season. And based on Mahomes' ability to shred good defenses and the fact that I think the Jets are going to be demoralized, I love targeting Pat in this matchup. But we're also getting a depreciated passing yards number. His passing yards number at FanDuel is only 271.5 yards, which he hit last week at 276, had over 300 the week before that. So I like targeting Pat to get over 2.5 touchdowns, plus 165, and 271.5 passing yards. His entire history has shown us that he's built for this matchup. He'll want to have fun and get Kelce involved. And even if he has to play a little bit of the second half, I think that he will. So the Jets defense, given that they're not going to be particularly motivated, gives Pat a perfect opportunity. It's not the only Patrick Mahomes prop that we're targeting, though, because his rushing yards prop is depreciated as well. He is 3-0 to the over on his rushing yards prop. He's only at 16.5 rushing yards right now at FanDuel and Caesars. He's averaging just under 35 rushing yards per game. The Jets are allowing 21 yards per game on average to quarterbacks. And given their strong interior defensive line, you got Quinnen Williams, you got Leonard Williams, it's a good pass rush. I expect Pat to have to run around a little bit more than he did last week. And as we've seen, each of the first 3 weeks, all he has to do is run out for one play on third down, and we're going to get some yardage. So we've got Pat, we've got Trav. The final guy I'm targeting is Jerick McKinnon, going right back to the well, over 14.5 receiving yards at DraftKings. He's cleared this each of the last 2 weeks. Should be a good option because his snap count still dominates passing downs and red zone and in a two-minute drill. He got 2 touchdowns last week. The Jets are allowing just under 7 catches per game and over 40 yards receiving to running backs. Both rank in the bottom 3 of the league. So this is, once again, a perfect matchup for McKinnon to show out, and I expect him to. So we're looking at Kelce, shout out Taylor, looking at Pat, shout out Pat the Peacock, and we're looking at Jerick McKinnon, the Jet, to hopefully come through for us on the Chiefs player props this week. And the most profitable picks that I've had so far this year has been looking around the league in this week's summer sweats. And I've got 3 more games for you that I'm fired up about around the league. Though before I jump into that, we've got some really, really great promotions that can help you score a guaranteed win this week, regardless of your wager's outcome. Chiefs fans, DraftKings has upped their sign-up offer to kick off the football season. New users who place a $5 bet will instantly claim $200 in bonus bets, plus up to $150 in no-sweat bets. All you have to do is sign up with our code ARROWHEAD. Using our code ARROWHEAD not only gets you these great bonuses, but it directly supports our podcast. If you've considered signing up for DraftKings in the past, make sure to use the code ARROWHEAD to maximize your first bets. A guaranteed $200, then $150 in no-sweat bets. This offer is only available to new customers who are 21 and over and physically present in legal gambling states. Please remember to always gamble responsibly and check the episode description for the full terms of the offer to ensure that you qualify. So whether you're betting at DraftKings or checking out some of the other promos that are around there on our excellent promo page, I've got a few games that we can target on top of the Chiefs as well. So this week's summer sweats. Unfortunately, last week we only went 1-2, but that brings us to 6-3 on the season. So this has been a profitable endeavor. The first one I'm going with is the Dolphins +3 over the Bills. And I'll get to the Pacheco in just one second. Let me get to this and I'll hop on Pacheco. So Dolphins +3 over the Bills. The Dolphins look like the best team in the world right now. They've covered the spread in 5 straight. Mike McDaniel looks like a superhero. They're 6-3 against the spread as underdogs in their last 9, covered in 3 consecutive games. Both matchups between Miami and Buffalo last year ended by 3 points or fewer. So I like the Dolphins +3 against the Bills. I don't trust Josh Allen still. And I think that until Tua gets hurt, the Dolphins are going to be one of the best teams in the league. So getting them at +3 when I think the game should be closer to a pick'em is a dynamite spread, in my opinion. So the first summer sweats is going to be the Dolphins +3. And I apologize for skipping over Pacheco from _ I'm Pacheco, asking about the Pacheco props. So I think that he looks really good. My only concern, if I'm being totally honest with you, is Quinnen Williams and the defensive line up front for the Jets. I don't know if we're going to have to use Pacheco all that much, but if we do, I expect him to hit his overs. Let me pull it up. Yeah, we've got him at 55.5 rushing yards. I'm personally going to stay away from 55.5 rushing yards for Pacheco just because I think it's a little high if we're going to blow out, because then Clyde Edwards-Helaire might get work, P. Ryan, who knows. So I'll stay away from Pacheco, but I don't mind it if you go to him. Just based on the numbers we've seen the last couple of weeks, he was at 40.5 rushing yards, 38. 55.5 is a big jump. So I'll personally stay away, but I don't blame you if you want to back the guy. So we've got Miami +3 over the Bills. The second summer sweat that I want to get to is going to be the Ravens +2.5 over the Browns. This might be my favorite spot of the week. The Browns burned me last week when I took the Titans, but I'm going right back to the well, and I believe in Baltimore. Look, the Browns are now 4-9 against the spread in their last 13 games as favorites after covering last week, just 4-9. Lamar Jackson, this is a tailor-made matchup for Lamar. In his career, in the regular season, he's 11-0-1 against the spread as an underdog. The Ravens, in their last 20 games, are 16-3-1 against the spread. Last 20 is an underdog. 16-3-1 against the spread as underdogs. And then, of course, John Harbaugh. His career as a head coach, he's 19-8-1 as a divisional underdog. This is a perfect matchup for Baltimore. And especially coming off the tough loss last week to Indy, I expect the best effort that we could see from the Ravens. So I am taking the Ravens +2.5. And then finally, I'm going to go with the Texans +3 against the Steelers. Look, CJ Stroud's got the goods, folks. He looked awesome last week. Tank Dell is a rising star after putting up 145 yards in a TD last week. Nico Collins looks great. I believe in this Texans offense. And I don't believe in the Steelers or Kenny Pickett whatsoever. In their last 7 games as a road favorite, Pittsburgh is just 3-4. Kenny Pickett looks terrible. CJ Stroud looks like the much better quarterback. And while obviously I'll give Tomlin the edge at coaching, I think this defense is overrated. The Steelers are giving up a lot of yards, as we'll talk about in one of my player props, hint. And I think that CJ Stroud is going to build off the momentum of the huge win over Jacksonville last week and come out firing again. So this week's summer sweats, if you're trying to feel a little bit sweaty in hoodies like this one, Dolphins +3, Ravens +2.5, and Texans +3 at home. So those are the summer sweats, and, you know, I am feeling a little bit hot today because I got this beautiful hoodie on, which you can also acquire thanks to our merch store. If you're wanting to get swagged out, this is the spot to be. The Arrowhead merch store is live, and you can visit right now by clicking on the link in the description below. We've got everything from shirts to baller hoodies like this one, beach towels, sandals, even a sweet pint glass. There's a new Travis Kelce Taylor Swift shirt that we just put up there, a sweet car, the getaway car. The merch store is awesome. Highly recommend that you check it out. Rep the podcast, save a bit of money while you're at it. We'd really, really appreciate it. And then, you know, if I ever see you out on the street wearing an Arrowhead Addicts thing, I'll buy you a coffee or drink or something. So right before I hop into my player props of the week, I see a great question from my man Chris Brocker over here. Would you take CMC over 80 rushing yards this week? Yes. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I actually, now that you bring that up, I wish I would have added him to the player props. Christian, my guy, he fellow Stanford man. He's been dominant, and he's getting all the running back opportunity out of there. Elijah Mitchell's had a few carries, but the Niners are content to put everything on CMC's shoulders, and he's balling out. So, yes, I would definitely take CMC over 80 rushing yards this week, and I expect him to score a touchdown for his 13th consecutive game as well. But partially because I'm an idiot, I don't have him in the player props. But theoretically, if you want to add him to our player prop parlay, you can do that and increase the odds even more. You might recall just 2 weeks ago, we hit a plus 1101 player prop parlay. Last week, we came up just short, but I'm ready to come back out this week. I've got a plus 980 player prop parlay for you over at DraftKings. Four players that we are targeting. The first one is going to be, as I hinted at, Tank Dell, the rookie, over 45 and a half receiving yards. This guy is a rising star, and you need to buy stock in him right now. If you don't have him in fantasy, find a way to get him. He had five catches for 145 yards and a TD last week, seven catches on 10 targets for 71 yards, and another score the week before that. He is becoming the number one look in the Houston offense. So each week, there's a stat that's like first read target share. So when a quarterback has a play, what's the first read that he's looking at? And that's a really good predictive way for you to see what players, offenses are trying to get the ball to. Tank Dell's has gone up each week, and it was over 31% last week. No wonder he had 145 yards. They're looking for him. That number, even if it doesn't keep rising, he's going to be an elite option, but it's been rising every week. So I'm excited about his possibility the rest of the season. The Steelers, for as much as we talk about their vaunted defense, they have given up the sixth most yards per game to receivers to this point. Starting to look a little bit old, starting to look a little bit shaky. Here comes the young hot superstar in the rise in Tank Dell. So 45 and a half receiving yards is way too short, in my opinion. Going with him, and then second, another rookie. Actually, I just realized that all four of these picks are rookies. So we got a rookie-heavy player parlay. Oh, goodness. The second one is going to be Puka Nacua, over 72.5 receiving yards. So Puka, for the Rams, he has essentially filled the Cooper Kupp role that we've seen in the past, and he gets to take on perhaps the worst secondary in the NFL right now. The Colts are giving up 23 catches for 292 yards per game to receivers. They also have a terrible defensive line. They're one of only six teams with a pressure rate below 30%. And when Matthew Stafford has not been pressured this season, Puka is targeted on 41% of his routes. 41% of the time, he's getting targeted. Averaging just under 113 yards per game, I love Puka's chances to get over 72.5 yards against quite possibly the worst secondary in the NFL. So we're going with Puka. We're going with Tank. And now we've got Jordan Addison. My man, he was on this player prop parlay last week. He hit for us, and yet his prop has fallen by 10 yards. You can get Jordan Addison over 39.5 receiving yards at DraftKings right now. His route participation, first read target share, and target percentage have all gone up week over week. Excuse me, and he has at least 52 receiving yards in every game. Jordan Addison is filling that Adam Thielen role and is becoming more involved as the season goes on. So 39.5 receiving yards is a joke for him. And then finally, a guy that we just saw last week, Roschon Johnson, over 31.5 rushing yards. Now, this is the Bears' fourth-round rookie. They get to take on Denver. If you missed last week, Denver just gave up 375 yards and 8 touchdowns to Dolphins running backs. Anyone that has Devon Achain or Raheem Mostert on their fantasy teams, you won last week. And now Roschon gets to take on that same pathetic Denver run defense. Look, they're giving up 6.1 yards per attempt. Roschon has cleared this rushing prop in each of the last 2 weeks. He's increasing his snap count. He's taking the first running back job from Khalil Herbert. So I love Roschon over 31.5 rushing yards. So put those four together, all rookies, surprisingly to me until right now, plus 980 at DraftKings. Tank Dell, Puka Nacua, Jordan Addison, and Roschon Johnson. That is our sweet, tasty player prop of the week. I'm Pacheco. What about Zay Zay? He was the fifth man, actually. Zay Flowers is the fifth man that I was considering this week because he's getting a ton of targets. My only concern with Zay is that he has the really low depth of target. So he's got 5 red zone targets, for example, or 6 red zone targets. He has 5 catches for -6 yards. So they're targeting it behind the line of scrimmage. So it's difficult for me to recommend a receiving yards prop for him. We did last week. He fell a half yard short despite catching 8 passes. I think receptions are the way to target Zay Zay, not necessarily yards, especially given that Myles Garrett is having a freaking otherworldly beastly season. And I expect short throws from Lamar and then him to run around a lot. So receptions, Zay Zay, yes. Yards, I'm a little bit more worried about just because of the matchup against Myles Garrett. But that's a great question. And I don't blame you if you want to throw in Zay Zay Flowers, if you want to throw in CMC, you could probably get plus like 2,000 odds or so. And you know, we always like cashing plus 2,000 odds or so. But that's who I'm going with. That's my personal one. We've got a ton of bets going on this week. Chiefs -8.5, slam dunk. Pat, shout out Pat. We got Pat over 2.5 passing touchdowns, over 271.5 passing yards. Kelsey, first touchdown, anytime touchdown, over 71.5 yards. We got Jerick McKinnon, the Jet, over 14.5 receiving yards. And then we're going with the Dolphins +3, Ravens +2.5, Texans +3. And then our tasty 4 player prop parlay: Tank Dell, Puka Nacua, Jordan Addison, Roshan Johnson. I'm fired up. Through 3 weeks, we're up 10.45 units. If you had bet $100 on everything that I have said on this show the first 3 weeks of the regular season, you would have $1,045. Not too shabby. So let's make some money this week. Next week, we're going to be right back at it. I hope to be celebrating a lovely, victorious week. I could not thank you enough for being here and for supporting. Shoot me on Twitter at @IamJoeSummers. Whatever bets you're playing this week, the rest I'll add on there as well. Thank you to my guy, Sean Daly, for producing this bad boy. It is a glorious week. I'm ready to start this golden 29 year with some W's. And for me and the good luck, Mr. Pat the Peacock, we will see you next week. And as always, go Chiefs.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.